Hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Emily Stones and I work as a pastoral mentor here at Turton School. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us as we explore a quality that has the power to shape our school community every single day, kindness. When people hear the word kindness, they often think about grand gestures or extraordinary acts. But in reality, kindness is usually found in the small moments. It's choosing to include someone who's on their own. It's listening when someone needs to talk. It's showing patience when things don't go as planned. These simple actions can have a lasting impact on the people around us. At Turton, we believe that kindness is one of the foundations of positive relationships. It helps us build trust, develop empathy, and create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. One of our school values is humanity, which places compassion and kindness at the centre of every action. One of the ways we promote kindness is through our peer mentoring programme. Our older students work with younger year groups to help them develop important friendship skills, confidence and resilience. Through games, discussions and activities, peer mentors model the behaviours and values that help friendships grow and thrive. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by two of our Year 10 peer mentors, Autumn and Jess, who will share their experiences of working with younger students and explain how kindness plays a central role in everything they do. Welcome, Autumn and Jess.
One of my favourite parts of mentoring is seeing mentees put kindness and friendship into practice.
During mentoring, we deal with a lot of things to do with friendship and kindness in other years, and we help them with ways to improve on it.
Sometimes we'll set out small challenges of offering out a compliment to someone every day or joining a new club.
The clubs we suggest usually depend on the mentee themselves. It's sometimes a sports club with the PE department or the school show with drama.
In these clubs, students are able to break out of their shell, allowing them to spread kindness to others whilst also building long-lasting friendships.
I've seen students who are initially quiet become more confident and enjoy their time they spend in clubs.
This reminds us that kindness is something we can all have in our life no matter what.
Some students have been mentees themselves and become mentors as they benefited from the programme. Peer mentoring has been one of the most rewarding programmes we've joined at our time at Turton, and it means we can contribute to helping other students.
We've noticed that students are more ready to learn if they have positive friendships in school, as they feel safer and more engaged in their environment.
That's a really important point. Research consistently shows that when students feel connected to their peers and experience positive relationships at school, they're more likely to feel safe, engaged, and ready to learn. Kindness creates the conditions for those relationships to flourish. It's not simply an individual quality. It helps shape the culture of an entire school community. That's why programmes like peer mentoring can be so valuable. Younger students benefit from positive role models, whilst older students develop leadership skills and a deeper understanding of their own values.
This is why peer mentoring is extremely important. Younger students can learn necessary social skills, while older students develop leadership skills and understand their own friendships and kindness.
So girls, what does a typical peer mentor session look like?
Every week, we take our mentee out of a lesson for 20 minutes where we can talk about the challenges and worries they face. Becoming a peer mentor, we have to go through a training process where we reenact different situations and learn how to be mentors. This means we have the necessary skills for our sessions.
We offer advice and work through booklets to record how they feel and show their progress through the sessions. Sometimes peer mentors deal with small conflicts in friendships and try our best to give ways to improve and help the situation.
For example, we encourage students to talk to each other about the issue present to try and resolve it.
We also work with the students to expand on their views on healthy and unhealthy friendships and forms of dealing with the conflict kindly.
Recognising signs of an unhealthy relationship is valuable for students, as it means that they can remove themselves from situations that are negative for them.
Doing peer mentoring has taught us a lot about ways to deal with friendships and also a lot about ourselves, and we are very grateful to get the opportunity to do this.
Thank you, Autumn and Jess, for sharing those experiences. As we've heard today, kindness is much more than a simple word. It's a set of actions that help people feel seen, valued and connected. Whether it's offering support, showing understanding or including someone who feels left out, Kindness strengthens our friendships and our community. As adults, we often talk about developing academic skills, but friendship skills are equally important. Learning how to communicate, cooperate, show empathy, and resolve disagreements respectfully are skills that our students will use throughout their lives. As you go through your week, we encourage you to think about one simple way you can show kindness to someone around you. It might be a friend, a classmate, a teacher, or someone you've never spoken to before. These small actions can help create a school where everyone feels welcome and supported.
Now that we've heard from Emily Stones and our peer mentors, I would like to take a moment to reflect on why this work is so important and the vital role we all play in helping young people grow into kind, respectful and compassionate individuals. My name is Mark Sykes and I'm one of our pastoral leaders in school. As parents and staff, we share a common responsibility. The values we promote in school are most powerful when they are reinforced at home, and the messages children hear at home have the greatest impact when they are echoed in school. When we work together, we can create a culture where kindness is not simply encouraged, but expected. Have you ever noticed how easy it can be to be unkind? Not in obvious ways, not through physical aggression or deliberate cruelty. Sometimes it's a look, a comment, a screenshot shared without thinking, a laugh at someone else's expense, a message that goes unanswered. One of the greatest challenges facing young people today is the impact of their words and actions can be immediate and far-reaching. A moment of thoughtlessness online or in person can affect another child far more deeply than they ever intended. And perhaps the most worrying part is that many young people do not set out to hurt others at all. In every school, there are children carrying struggles that nobody else can see. Some are worrying about difficulties at home. Some are battling anxiety. Some feel lonely despite being surrounded by hundreds of peers. Some are questioning their own self-worth. When children are carrying these unseen burdens, even seemingly small comments can have a significant impact. It was only a joke. It was just banter. You're too sensitive. As adults, we know what feels insignificant to one child may be deeply hurtful to another. Sometimes a single comment can be the final weight on a burden they are already struggling to carry. That's why kindness matters so much. Kindness is not simply about being pleasant when life is easy. It's teaching our children not to join in when others are being ridiculed. It's encouraging them to include the child who is left out. It's helping them to recognise that when someone may be struggling and giving them the confidence to ask, "Are you okay?" It's teaching them not to share a screenshot or spread the rumour and not to stand by in silence when something is wrong. Because one of the most important lessons we can teach our children is this. True strength is not making others feel afraid. True strength is making others feel safe. In years to come, our children are unlikely to remember how many followers they had, what brand of trainers they wore, or how many likes appeared on a post. But they will remember how people made them feel. They will remember the friend who included them, the teacher who believed in them, the peer that stood beside them when no one else did. They will become the adults shaped by those experiences. One day, every child in this school will move on. The uniforms, exams, detentions and friendship groups will become memories. What will remain is the impact they had on others and the values they carry into adulthood. Somewhere in our school today, there is a young person who desperately needs evidence that people can be kind, that people care, that people matter. Together, as parents and educators, we have the opportunity to raise a generation that provides that proof. So when we talk to our children about their friendships and their social media use, their behaviour and their choices, perhaps there is one question we can encourage them to ask themselves. Will this make someone's life harder or better? Because kindness is not weakness. Kindness takes courage. Kindness demonstrates leadership. Kindness changes lives. And in a world where it can sometimes feel easier to criticise, exclude or tear others down, teaching our children to choose kindness may be one of the most important things we ever do. Thank you for listening to this Turton School podcast. We hope you found it informative and we'll see you all next time.